Ooh, I got a double six.
Meet the Kings.
Hello.
Hi.
They've developed a few new habits they'd like to keep.
More quality time with our family.
Less frustrating time with our bank.
Yeah.
So they switched their home loan to Macquarie Bank, who specialise in rewarding good borrowers who've built up some equity with great home loans. Now they enjoy low fees, great rates, and the flexibility to repay faster. Search Macquarie Home Loans or call your broker so you can say...
We bank with Macquarie.
Yeah.
Macquarie Bank Australian Credit License 237502. Lending criteria, fees and T's and C's apply.
Let's drive!
Talking Automotive for VACC, providing support to the automotive industry with valued information and advice during these tough times.
It's 7:10 on a Monday night, talking automotive now with VACC CEO Jeff Quillam. Jeff, good evening.
Good evening, Dennis.
We've already got a caller waiting to chat with you. Jeff Tears is in Mildura. Tears, good evening to you.
G'day, mate. How are you, fellas?
Well, we're okay, but what's happening, Tears?
Now, I want to tell you about the best car that was ever made was the 1978 HZ Premier Wagon. Now that is the machine, mate. It was a family wagon. You could throw kids in the back. That's half a dozen of them. You could throw another four in the back seat and another three or four in the front. The best wagon that was ever made was a Holden HZ Premier wagon. And there's no doubt about it, mate. Holden made the best cars, and they still will make the best cars if we can get them back.
Well, we won't get them back, I wouldn't think, Jeff.
No, look, I am interested in that. It's a real shame. I mean, I think some of the early cars that Holden made and some of the last cars they made were the best. And, Piers, what size engine was in that car back then?
308, mate.
Yeah, okay. All right. If you wanted to go and buy one of those now, would they be hard to find? Would they be expensive?
About 25 grand. I think back in the olden days, you'd pick them up for about 4,400, but... These days now, they're worth about 25.
Good-looking wagon, Tears.
Yeah, well, if you actually go on YouTube, you might see me old wagon on there.
Are you tracking your old wagon? You're missing it that much.
Yeah, I miss it that much because I actually brought a 1970 HZ Premier wagon when I lost my little grandson, Noah, and I was going to put animal pictures all over it and call it Noah's Ark. And I come here to Mildura, and I got a bit sick, and everything else happens in the world, and people took advantage of me, and I lost my old girl. So, yeah, hopefully one day I'll get it back, and we'll pimp it out and blow it off its head and do all the rest of it. But all I want to say, fellas, is Holden's a go. Ford's a found on rubbish dump. Get yourself a Holden because it's Holden together.
Good on you, Tears. Thank you very much for your call. 96900-693-131332. Jeff Quillam is with me, CEO of the VACC. I, as someone who's got a couple of old vehicles, Jeff, I understand the passion for older cars.
Yeah, look, I love old cars. I think the shape, the design and the build... They're just different. I mean, of course, there are nice cars built today, but the old cars, I'm a body maker by trade, so I like shape and, you know, the guards and the bonnets on them, they're fantastic things.
Are there any problems at the moment to do with getting vehicles serviced?
Look, one of the challenges are, Dennis, is that in the Stage 4 areas in particular, there's some real restrictions on service logbook and scheduled servicing of vehicles. We're in discussion with government on this today again, and we're urging government to open things up a bit here. At the moment, just between the end of June and the end of August, there were about 250,000 vehicle services that weren't attended to. That's just in dealerships. And at the moment, Dennis, we're sort of urging government to think deeply about this. We'll be around 400,000 vehicles by the end of November and at least 500,000 by the end of the year. What we're concerned about here, Dennis, is that people will want to go away on holidays over Christmas, hopefully.
Yes, it's not far away.
The interstate, but nothing wrong with that. Get up and spend some money up in the country areas. And we don't want people jumping into vehicles that aren't roadworthy or haven't had a service for 3, 4, 5 months overdue. But we've got a good dialogue with government on this, and we're hoping that they'll consider some changes. Certainly as other things are loosening up, we really need a bit of breathing space here, or else what will happen is we'll have, you know, 500,000 people that want to get their car serviced in about a three-week gap. Impossible. We just can't do it.
They need to be listening to you. Barry, good evening.
Good evening, Dennis. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
So what? Look, one that chap talking about, HZ Premier Wagon. Mm-hmm. Well, I've had quite a few cars in my time, Jags, Mercedes, MGs, and so on. But I bought a HZ Ute. It was a 12, approximately 12 months old when I first got it. I still have that car, and out of all of them, it has been the best vehicle I've ever owned.
What's the kilometres on it, Barry?
It's probably a million or so.
I mean, has it done 500,000?
Oh, it'd be more. It'd be more.
Oh. You've adored it and used it.
It's been a workhorse. I still drive it today. I've got a couple of other cars. I've got an old Rat Rod International pickup, and I've got a Land Cruiser as well. And the Land Cruiser hasn't been too bad, and that's something I wanted to talk to you about. I have been thinking of purchasing a newer Land Cruiser to do a trip around Australia once again. But I love my old Land Cruiser. That's probably done about 437,000 Ks now. And I've been thinking, it's still holding good oil pressure, runs around 50-60 pound PSI in oil pressure. It's still going all right.
Barry, there's one of my directors at the VACC, and he sells Land Cruisers, used Land Cruisers. He thinks that they're the battle horses and they go forever. And if it's got good pressure, it's under 500,000 kilometres. Unless you were looking at it and there was something seriously wrong with it. You know, it's interesting that people often talk to us about changing over their cars. You ask them what's wrong with the one where they've got, and they struggled to tell us what's wrong with it. And if it's a good car and you've looked after it and you've had it for a long time, Barry, you know, you'd need to think long and hard before you chop it in if you think that it's still got a life left in it.
Barry, thank you very much, and well done for your passion. The other thing with that, Jeff, is that I think people just get sick of the vehicle they're driving, and then they get another one, and they probably get sick of that in 3 or 4 months as well.
They do, Dennis. However, and we've had a couple of people on tonight talking whimsically about their old vehicle. It's we long for the vehicle that we thought we should have kept.
Oh, yes, we do. Like tears. Rod, good evening.
Yeah, hi, Dennis. Hi, Jeff. I've got a Mazda BT50 2016 model. Because of lockdown, look, I'm $5,000 over the service. Like, I should have $5,000 over the service, so... Is that going to do any damage to my car?
How many kilometres are on it?
62,000.
Yeah. Look, I would think not, and we've spoken to the government about this. We've got some concerns about vehicles that are going too far over the kilometre number in terms of the service schedules. I would say not. Just keep an eye on the oil, make sure the oil light doesn't come on. There's a couple of things that we're asking people to do on their vehicles, just the normal... You know, look around the vehicle and check on the tyres and that sort of stuff. But look, you know, oil is the blood of cars. And I say to people, if you did nothing else in your car except change the oil on it, it would probably go for a long time. But I would just keep an eye on it. I'm hoping that the government will start to loosen up on some of this servicing, scheduled servicing. However, you need to know, if a vehicle has got anything that is critical or essential in terms of repair, when a mechanic's got that up on a hoist inside the workshop, they can actually carry out other servicing activities and maintenance activities on that vehicle. So keep an eye on the car. If you've got headlamps out or lights not working or the brakes aren't working well, get into the workshop, and once it's on the hoist, they can look at it more broadly. But I wouldn't have thought, that the sort of kilometres you're talking about aren't that serious in my view. but just keep an eye on the oil light, and as soon as the flag goes up, what I'd actually suggest you do is to talk to your local mechanic and make sure you've got it lined up to get in for a service once the conditions change.
Thank you very much for your call. Rod, Jeff, good evening.
Oh, g'day there, Dennis. Jeff, look, I heard you talking before about, you know, the servicing and what have you. What happens with warranty on these things? Is somebody lobbying manufacturers to be a bit more lenient with the warranty when that comes back on the line sort of thing?
Yeah. Look, we've spoken to the government about this, and Australian consumer law does provide a whole range of protections for consumers. However, we are talking to government about the fact that in most cases, dealerships don't get too worried if people are slightly over time or slightly over mileage. But when that goes out to 3 or 4 or 5 months and the mileage gets right out, then that's a different thing entirely. We haven't had a manufacturer tell us that they wouldn't hold up their warranties. However, our conversations with the government are, you need to get moving on this because as time goes out, I would have thought that some manufacturers may start to think about that. But the Australian consumer law is pretty good, but you can't ask a dealership and a manufacturer to warranty a vehicle that hasn't been serviced for 8 or 9 months. I don't think that's fair either. So, Rod, again, line your vehicle up with your local repairer, and if anything's wrong with your car that makes that car unsafe, lights, brakes, crack in the windscreen, then get it in there, and while it's in there, they can provide other services to that car, including maintenance.
In Moorabbin, David, good evening.
Yeah, g'day, Dennis. How are you, gentlemen?
Yeah, good. Jeff's listening to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, g'day, guys. You were talking about people who might have hung on to their old car that they loved, and I've still got my 1972 XA Coupe.
Very nice indeed.
Oh, yeah, look, I'm actually second owner, and it appears it may have been one of the first ever out of Ford factory because it was a pre-production model, which pretty much most were supposed to be destroyed, from my understanding.
But, well, very often pre-production models are. It depends what sort of testing they've had done on them. What colour is it?
It's Calypso Green.
Oh, yeah, single colour? Yeah, just one colour?
Yeah.
Kilometres?
Look, it had done about 120,000 miles when I got it. I did about another 20 in it, gave it a bit of a bingle, nothing major, and it sat there ever since. I'd rebuilt the engine and everything just before the bingle, and, I just covered it up and left it there, and... I'm about to restart on it again because I have his son who it should go to. But, hoping it might pull some dollars in years to come.
Is he going to get out there and help you rebuild it?
He's actually now a fourth-year mechanic.
Oh, good on. Light vehicle or heavy vehicle?
This is...
Sorry, what was...
Light vehicle or heavy vehicle mechanic?
No, he's a light vehicle.
Yeah, good on him.
Good on you, David. Thank you for your call. Jeff Gwillim, just to finish off, are there any other things people should be thinking about as we head towards sort of the summer holiday break? I mean, I know it's a few months away, but what you're talking about here is a potential back, like an impossibility to get something serviced closer to Christmas.
Yeah, I would ask them to start a conversation with their local mechanic and just get in the queue to get that vehicle serviced as soon as it's ready. But if they think there's anything unsafe about their vehicle, if the tyres are looking bald or there's a wing mirror cracked or something, that can go in now and have services provided to it. But I would just want to make this comment, Dennis, that I urge people really, really strongly to not put a caravan on the back of their car or tow heavy weights or even go on long trips over the summer holiday in that vehicle if it's 3 or 4 or 5 months over the service schedule. I do have some concerns about the roadworthiness of vehicles, even if they've been set in the garage for 6 months. Make sure somebody's looked at that vehicle, and if you can, get it in for a service before you go anywhere.
Good on you, Jeff. Great to chat with you. CEO of the VACC, Jeff Gwillim. Talk to you next Monday.
Thanks, Dennis.
Good on you. Thank you. Generation gap is not far away. Great topic Laura's got tonight. Interesting one. It'll be interesting to get different perspectives on it as well. The quiz to come. Plenty ahead. 3RW Nights, 96900 693 or 131332. And hello to all the people listening through Ace Radio, right through regional Victoria, and also those listening up beyond the border through 2AY and 2QN. Welcome along. Hope you're going to be part of the program.
Tyre Power Buying Power gives you the power to buy better during their Best Buys on Big Brand Sale, like this Best Buy on Toyo tyres. Buy three and get one free on a great range of Toyo passenger car and SUV tyres. Plus, more Best Buys on big brands at Tyre Power. Canstar Blues Customer Satisfaction Award winner again. Tyre Power's Best Buys on Big Brand Sale is on now. Visit tyrepower.com.au to view or call 132191 for your local owner-operator.